In the Palestinian territories, there are both Palestinians and Israelis living there, but they use different roads. There are Palestinian roads, there are Israeli roads. Palestinian roads tend to be older, often even unusable, like the one you see in this photograph. Israeli roads tend to be more modern, constructed by the Israeli government for Israeli citizens living in these territories, and they might be sort of four-lane highways like the one you see in this photograph. Palestinians are not allowed to use the Israeli roads unless they're able to obtain a kind of permit, in which case they might be able to use, say, a certain section of a certain road, but in all other cases, the roads are segregated. Palestinians and Israelis use different colored license plates. Palestinian cars have green or white colored plates, meanwhile Israeli cars have yellow colored plates. And this is so it's easy to see from afar whether a vehicle is carrying Palestinians or Israelis, and it also makes it easier for the soldiers who are manning the area to monitor who is using which road. So for example, here you can see an army jeep pulling over all green or white plated vehicles to the side of a road, meanwhile all yellow plated vehicles are allowed to pass by unhindered on the left. And this is called a checkpoint. And checkpoints are a major institution in the occupation. They are essentially barriers manned by soldiers or border police that are used to control Palestinian pedestrian or vehicular movement. And the idea behind a checkpoint is more or less what you might experience like at a border crossing, where you go, you stand in line, you show your ID, you answer a couple questions, maybe open up your bag. One of the main differences with checkpoints in the Palestinian territories, as you can see from this map of the permanent checkpoints installed in the West Bank, those little blue things, is that the vast majority of these checkpoints are not located around the border of the West Bank, but actually the vast majority of them are located internally within the Palestinian territories, namely most of them between Palestinian towns and villages. And what this means for a Palestinian person who's living, let's say, just south of Hebron in the south of the West Bank, who wants to travel, I don't know, 30 miles north to the city of Bethlehem, which is a little bit more towards Jerusalem. So 30 miles, that should take a person under normal circumstances like 30, 40 minutes, maybe an hour tops. Well, it's very likely to take that Palestinian person anywhere from 2 hours to 4 hours to 8 hours to maybe even an entire day to travel just those 30 miles because of the number of times that he or she would be stopped along the way at these checkpoints. And, well, this is obviously very frustrating. You know, people are spending hour after hour, day after day at these checkpoints to get from any one place to another. But beyond just being sort of a frustration, these checkpoints are extremely disabling to Palestinian daily life, to all aspects of Palestinian daily life. For example, these checkpoints make it very difficult for a Palestinian person to hold a steady job. It's never clear if it's going to take you 10 minutes or 3 hours to commute from your little village to the nearest city. Similarly, attending classes on a regular basis is pretty much impossible. Unless you happen to have a university in your little village, higher education is basically out of the question. So beyond just being sort of an annoyance or a burden, these checkpoints are preventing Palestinians from earning a living and from getting an education. Beyond that, you know, getting to a marriage, a funeral, graduation, going to visit your family, you know, all aspects of daily life are affected. And I don't know, imagine if you, every time you wanted to go to work or to school or to church or wherever else you were going, that you had to go through a series of checkpoints that held you up for 2-3 hours. How would that affect your life? And maybe that gives you sort of a glimpse of how disabling these checkpoints have become to Palestinians just sort of on a daily basis. This is the checkpoint outside of the city of Nablus. It's called Huwara. And we were there doing checkpoint watch, where we basically document what's happening at these checkpoints. And on this day, the rule was the following. Women were allowed through the checkpoint. Older men were allowed through the checkpoint. And young boys were also allowed through the checkpoint. But any men between the ages of 15 and 40 weren't. Period. It didn't matter where you were coming from, it didn't matter where you were going, it didn't matter who you were, it didn't matter if it was an emergency. If you were Palestinian male, 15 to 40 years of age, you couldn't get home, or to work, or to school, or to the hospital, or wherever you were going. And so they gathered here literally hundreds of Palestinian men in this ditch next to the checkpoint in hopes that the rule would change at some point. And at one point I saw two of them go off to the side with trash bags, frantically trying to fill them up. And I asked them, why are you suddenly picking up trash? And they told me that the soldiers had actually given them the trash bags and told them that if they were able to fill up their trash bags with trash, then that they would be allowed through the checkpoint.